Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is the tarot card of the day for Friday, March the 8th, 2024. And the card we have is the beautiful Ace of Wands from the Ethereal Visions Tarot by artist Matt Hughes. We haven't seen the Ace of Wands since December 29th. And while this is a power card, its appearance today is more of a creative one. We start off with an Aquarius moon, okay, for most of the day, which will be conjunct with Mars, squaring Uranus, and conjunct with Venus. And then later in the day, it moves into Pisces, where we will be having a new moon coming up. A nice new moon, by the way, so make sure you listen to my new moon tarot guidance. However, what we have going on today is Mercury, which is in Pisces, conjunct Neptune, which of course is in Pisces. Remember how earlier in the week we were talking about, you know, focusing on the details? That's not going to be easy today, all right? You know, being able to concentrate and work on things which require, you know, like critical thinking, it's just not a good day for it, okay? So sometimes we need to plan around these things, but that doesn't mean you can't use this ace and really, you know, grab hold of the power that it's offering you. As I said, more creative pursuits are favored here. I didn't really talk about the moon and Aquarius stuff that's going on, but I think you'll find that people, including possibly yourself, might be a little bit on the irritable side, you know, a little pushy, little unpredictable and difficult to deal with. But there's just this little cocoon, like a dream world, which is here with all this Pisces energy that's around. And, you know, it can get you into trouble, or it can be your best friend. And it's really up to you how you choose to use it. Like I said, critical thinking. I wouldn't be going out and trying to, you know, figure out things with, like, technology and trying to, you know, say, okay, I want to buy this, but because you probably do the wrong thing, all right? It's not Mercury retrograde, but it's not a clear time for thinking. Important paperwork, stuff like that, set it aside. A couple more days, you'll be good to go, but not today, all right? So I wouldn't sign on the dotted line unless you had someone who was really trusted that, you know, could give you the proper advice as to what to be doing. And here again, you got to be sure that they are actually thinking straight. Even with all of their business acumen, could still somehow be lacking today when it comes to perception. So unless it's absolutely necessary, I would definitely avoid that type of situation. But here you have a card of new beginnings, power, growth, all things which are very beneficial to you. And when put to proper use, you can really get a whole lot out of this. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.